What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. There's an art reception today. Today, 3 to 5 p.m. at Blue Hill Public Library. Paintings by Richard Keene will be featured in the show titled Take a Hike, Abstracted Landscapes from Here and There. The collection features landscapes that explore the relationship between place and perception, often at the intersection of natural and built environments. The artist will be on hand to talk about his work, and there'll be a selection of refreshments. The show's going to be on display in the Britain Gallery and the Howard Room through the end of January. For more information about the show or today's opening reception, bhpl.org. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to walk the Camino de Santiago? Sargentville storyteller Jane LeChance shares three stories entitled Softening, Surrender, and Renewal based on three different pilgrimages that she's taken in the last 10 years. Each walk offers a meaningful experience that's reflected in her stories of discovery. Jane will share her stories at St. Brendan the Navigator Episcopal Church on Deer Isle, Sunday, January 11th, 3 p.m. On Tuesday, January 13th, 6 p.m., come to the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor to hear Maine nature writer and photographer Sandra Mitchell. Her first career was as a veterinarian and wildlife rehabilitator, spending her days indoors with the animals she loved. But the outdoors called to her, so she transitioned to professional nature photographer. She's a Maine master naturalist and a registered Maine guide. People Nature Art is a free monthly series that brings artists, writers, carvers, and creative types of all kinds to the Gilley Museum to explore how nature and art interact in their work. Need more information? WendellGilleyMuseum.org. Do you need a meaty discussion group to get you through the winter? How about a series titled One Moral Good versus Another Moral Good? Six legal cases that will drive you nuts. It begins Thursday, January 15th, 4:30, at the Witherly Memorial Library in Castine. The six-week series is moderated by Larry Rosen. To register, or see the suggested reading list, or check out Larry's impressive bio, or check out the cartoon of Lady Justice to see what she thinks about these moral dilemmas, go to witherlylibrary.net. I noticed while at the library's website that there's a beginning bridge class offered on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m., again, witherlylibrary.net for more information. Over in Belfast at Pulling Corks, they're offering us thrilling theater and snacks and drinks with an opening of Carol Churchill's Swift thriller, A Number, featuring John Jurcek and Nat Warren White in a powerful staged reading. Pulling Corks is collaborating with the Counter Current Collective to bring two shows, January 22nd and 29th. The doors will open at 5:30, so you can purchase concessions, then enjoy the show. And then, hey, it's winter in rural Maine. You can stick around for a post-show discussion and still be home by 9 p.m. What's this play about, you wonder? What does it mean to be human, the show asks. A father's choice to clone his son has rippling consequences in this swift, beguiling psychological thriller. More info? PullingCorksMaine.com. Looking ahead to next week, the Hancock County Fiber Hive is meeting at the Franklin Community Center in, well, Franklin. That happens 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 17th. Are you interested in fiber, fabric, and creativity? Head on over. It's a BYO lunch and mug for tea or coffee. That's a monthly offering at the Franklin Community Center. Speaking of fiber, do you know about the Deer Isle Artists Association? They have a residency program. This month, Sarah Doremus and Maureen Farr will be in residence focusing on all things fiber. As metalsmiths, they both work with hard materials. When thinking about their residency, they decided to have some fun with soft materials. The gallery in Deer Isle Village will be set up with sewing machines, fabrics, and oodles of yarn, knitting needles, and needle felting supplies. Plus, there will be frames for rug tufting, even one for us. That is, for anyone who wants to try tufting. This isn't rug hooking, but show up and they can explain it to you. They'll be in the gallery at least 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. You can drop by whenever the flag is out and the lights are on. That's at the Deer Isle Artists Association in Deer Isle Village the whole month of January. Don't forget to double check the time, the day, the place before you head out for an event. We would hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?